All right, I want to keep the focus some on the march towards World War III and the biggest escalation with war with Russia in modern history. Then we'll come back and get into all the other breaking news. Stay with us. Here it is.
In February of 2022, President Joe Biden threatened the Nord Stream pipeline.
If Russia invades, that means tanks or troops crossing the border of Ukraine again. Then there will be no longer a Nord Stream 2. We will bring an end to it.
But how will you do that exactly, since the project and control of the project is within Germany's control?
We will. I promise you, we'll be able to do it.
1 month later, he was a harbinger for World War III.
We're showing the strength and we'll never falter. But look, the idea that we're going to send in offensive equipment and have planes and tanks and trains going in with American pilots and American crews, just understand and don't kid yourself, no matter what you all say, that's called World War III, okay? Let's get it straight here, guys.
6 months later, the Nord Stream pipeline was destroyed by NATO forces. NATO forces who overthrew the Ukraine government 10 years ago. NATO forces who have been building bioweapons labs and missile systems along the Russian border for decades. And now, NATO forces are discussing plans to deploy advanced long-range weapons to target deep into Russia, which would most definitely trigger a full-scale war with Russia. Vladimir Putin responded yesterday to this major escalation. He said that this is an attempt at manipulation because it is not about allowing or forbidding the Kiev regime from striking inside Russia. They are already doing that with drones, flying devices, and other means. But when it comes to using AI precision weapons, long-range Western-made ones, that's a completely different story. The point is, and I've already mentioned this, any experts could confirm this, both ours and Western ones, that the Ukrainian army is not capable of launching strikes with modern, high-precision, long-range, Western-made systems. This is only possible with the use of a proprietary system, which Ukraine does not have. This information comes only from European Union or United States satellites, essentially NATO satellites. That is the first thing. And very importantly, maybe the key thing, is that flight missions on these rocket systems can basically only be programmed by military personnel from NATO countries. Ukrainian servicemen are not able to do this. That's why it's not about allowing the Ukrainian regime to strike Russia with these weapons or not allowing it. It's about deciding whether NATO countries directly participate in the military conflict or not. If this decision is made, it will mean nothing less than the direct involvement of NATO countries, the United States and European countries, in the war in Ukraine. This is their direct involvement, and it significantly changes the nature of the conflict. It would mean that NATO countries, the USA, and European countries are at war with Russia. And if so, given the change in the nature of the conflict, we will make the corresponding decisions based on the threats posed to us. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reiss.
All right, folks, we're going to join a bunch of stations coming up. We've got Jack Posobiec coming on, a bunch of other huge guests we've now officially lined up. We'll tell you about those coming up. This is a big deal, ladies and gentlemen. This is a lot bigger than just killing Trump. It's about killing America and starting World War III.
We certainly don't claim to be doctors, but InfoWarsMD can prescribe a wide variety of supplement formulas to help you stay healthy in an ever-growing toxic world. These individually tailored combinations of vitamins, minerals, and natural ingredients address a broad spectrum of bodily functions, and each offers a unique boost to your well-being. Take, for instance, the synthesis of amino acids found in Nitric Boost, designed to promote circulation and muscular performance, or the microorganisms contained in our probiotic formula meant to help with digestion by introducing healthy bacteria to your system. Then there's Good Night Sleep and its proprietary sleep formula that can restore a healthy sleep cycle to your daily routine. So ask your doctor or just take our word for it and check out the InfoWarsMD products found exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, we are now into hour number two. We have a new video coming up they're grabbing right now. This just broke. It's on InfoWars.com. It was just handed to me. This is such incendiary rhetoric. This is exactly what Dwayne Johnson, The Rock, came out last week and said needs to stop. MSNBC on second assassination attempt. Trump had it coming. The video's on InfoWars.com. We'll play that coming up. These guys are very open about what they're doing. They tried to kill him 2 months and 2 days ago in Butler, Pennsylvania. They had a stand down. They lied to Congress. They're now a cover up. It's all confirmed. Even the Senate admits it. And now this guy knew right where to go around a giant golf course and pop out perfectly where Trump was and try to kill him. But the Secret Service pinned him down. He ran off. They caught him. And as I said at the start of the show, and as Eric Prince said later, it's a no-brainer. You can't have the DHS with Mayorkas and the Secret Service to the investigation. The leadership's pure evil. Definitely behind Butler, probably behind this. And the same thing with the Justice Department and the FBI. You cannot have them do the investigation. All right, there's a bunch of clips I want to get to just to get them on record. Here's one from the press conference where they ask, well, why wasn't there Secret Service out there on the road? And they're like, well, he doesn't have enough. He's not the president. It all goes for the puppet president and for Kamala and all the rest of it. That's my point, is Trump doesn't have adequate security, even with a regular giant Secret Service detail, with all these continued assassination attempts and the rest of it, he should not be doing this. And he should randomly pick a golf course he's going to be at and not tell anybody till the morning of. He's got his own jet, and he can fly 2 hours to one of his golf courses or somebody else's, and then he's safe because they don't have time to line this up. But he cannot just, oh, I'm at Mar-a-Lago for 4 days. I'm going to go play golf and then not think that somebody isn't coming to kill him. So here's something very important. This happened about 3+ hours ago, about 3 hours and 10 minutes ago in Palm Beach at the big golf course right next that he owns in Mar-a-Lago. Within minutes, the entire corporate press ran. It was just gang-related. He's fine. It wasn't directed at him. Everything's fine. That was their cover story. It was definitely told to them. We need to find out by who. Scripted, just like the cover-up at Butler and all the rest of that happened. And Google, you know, for months saying it didn't happen. And that's why ChatGPT is separate from Google, but it said it didn't happen when I interviewed it 2 weeks ago because Google says it didn't happen. That's information management. That's propaganda. That's brainwashing. That's 1984 on steroids. So they had that official story out, and that tells you everything you need to know. Just like Butler, they said, oh, he didn't get shot at. That's not true. For 8 hours, Forbes, CNN, New York Times, he just fell down. So this is really, 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 really bad. And it's in Trump's hands. You won't look like a scaredy cat. To understand that they're going to try and kill him over and over again. And if he really wants to have them win and let them kill him, he's got it in the bag. They're trying to kill him because they know they've only got so many dead people and people who've moved out of district and people that are engaged in fraud in Zuckerberg's database that they paid for. They've updated it. They've only got so many dead people. It's around 10% they can steal if they apply it all, if it's done right. 6-7% if they don't get it applied right in fraud by, you know, closing the voting places and stuffing the ballots and putting them in the machines over and over again. That's why in all the places where Trump was winning when the polls closed and they go in and stuff in just enough for him to win, that's why he lost these states between 6 and 15,000 votes. They just got enough to get over the top. You got the graph where it's organic. He's above Biden. They close the polls, kick everybody out. They go in and start stuffing. And then, bloop, Biden goes up above just enough to get on top. That F curve it shows. So they know he's going to win. I mean, you got all these Hollywood people coming out for him now because they know where the support is. Got Elon Musk supporting him. And so that's where we are. And it's his to lose by getting killed. Then have to believe the crap about, oh, she's really ahead and all this ridiculousness. That's just them trying to convince you if they're able to steal it that she actually won. He's 25 points ahead in the general election. Battleground's 15. They don't have the numbers to steal it. It's too big to rig. That's why they're going to try to kill him. This is not even 2 plus 2 equals 4. It's not even 1 plus 1 equals 2. It's like you look at the number 1 and say it's number 1. I mean, it's you look at the Atlantic Ocean and you go, that's the Atlantic Ocean. Or you look at the moon at night, that's the moon. You look at the sun, that's the sun. Look at my shirt, you go, that's a black shirt. Trump's tie is red. So, you know, I mean, this is a fact. But they still gaslight us. The corporate media with almost no viewers, but we still listen to them like they're still the authority, like they're still in charge, like they're still what they say matters. So what do we do about getting Trump to realize how much serious danger he's in and doing something about it? What do we do? So let's start out with just a short clip from the press conference. I'm going to play the Hannity clip, which was accurate, which came out first, and the media ignored him and didn't report on the guy that had just talked to the president and his friends that were there. He was supposed to play golf today. He's there all the time. Him and Trump are bosom buddies. And then I've got the CNN clips where they finally had to report the truth, just for new listeners, because there's a bunch of corporate media still saying it was gang-related and we're just making this up. So just play them back-to-back. Play the short press conference clip, then play Hannity, and then I'll get to these other clips of CNN admitting it was an attempted assassination. Here it is.
How was this able to happen? And for future reference, is there any obscurity of a golf course?
Well, you got to understand the golf course is surrounded by shrubbery. So when somebody gets into the shrubbery, they're pretty much out of sight. All right. And at this level that he is at right now, he's not the sitting president. If he was, we would have had this entire golf course around it. Well, because he's not, the security is limited to the areas that the Secret Service deems possible. So I would imagine that the next time he comes at a golf course, there'll probably be a little bit more people around the perimeter.
Anyway, so long story short is President Trump, they were on the fifth hole, they were about to go up to putt, and the way Steve Witkoff, now, just as a little bit of background, Arthel, I happened to go to breakfast with Steve Witkoff and another friend of mine this morning, and I was invited to play golf. They happen to be really good golfers. I don't have a lot of time to play golf, so I said thank you, but I'm not going to go out on the golf course and get killed out there. But long story short, so they were playing, they were on the fifth hole. And the way Steve described this, the way the president described it, they both had exactly the same story, which was that they heard pop, 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 pop. And Steve went into great specificity and great detail as to what happened right after. Within seconds, the Secret Service pounced on the president. covered him. You had snipers with tripods. They knew the direction where the shots had been fired, and they had eyes on the location where the shots had been fired. And long story short, they were, I have confirmed with both the president and with Mr. Wyckoff that the gun has been found. They identified it as an AK-47. And thanks to Secret Service drone video coverage, they were able to identify the one individual involved in this shooting getting into a car after dropping the AK-47. And my understanding, according to both of them, is that that car has been identified, and I believe it's been surrounded. Whether or not that person has been apprehended or not, I don't know. This happened in a matter of seconds. A little more color, a little bit more details on this, is that when they got on top of the president, immediately what is called a fast cart that I believe has steel reinforcement and protection was able to whisk the president away. And then the Secret Service immediately sprung into action. They had eyes on where the shooting had occurred. I saw the New York Post report that these were two people shooting at each other outside the course. I do know, and they did confirm, that the shots were outside of the course, but certainly seemingly within range of the former president. So we don't have any details on any of that. They don't know that part. I only know the part of what they experienced while they were playing golf at Trump International in West Palm. Thankfully, the president is safe. Steve Witkoff is safe. The Secret Service apparently acted with incredible speed and professionalism, but certainly alarming in every way imaginable in light of what happened in Butler, as you mentioned.
Yeah, of course, this is very alarming. And Sean, have you spoken to the former president or texted with him?
I have spoken with the president three times since this incident, and each time I got a new piece of information, one that they had found, first of all, what happened with the shooting, the second thing that they had found at AK-47, third, right, that their drone footage was able to give them enough surveillance to identify the exact car that the individual involved in the shooting got into, and further detail that they gave me was that they were updated and told that that car had been found, identified, was surrounded by law enforcement. I don't know what happened from there. It could not have been too far away. I would say the time frame was less than a half hour between the time that the shooting actually took place and they identified the car. So
I'm trying to find out, like, how is he doing? That's what we want to know. How is he doing, if you spoke to him?
You know, well, you really want to know the truth, Arthel? He goes, there's more details, because I did hear, and Steve Wyckoff was very clear. The first thing the president did when he got back to the clubhouse was make sure that everybody else was okay. He didn't see his golf partner with him. Where's Steve? Where's Steve? Where's Steve? And then Steve says, I'm right here. He got in maybe a few minutes behind the president. The Secret Service was able to get everybody to safety. Everybody else was taken off the golf course. Then when the president found out everybody was safe and nobody had been harmed, I guess in typical fight fashion, Trump said to Steve, and then he related to me, I really wanted to finish the hole. I was even, and I had a birdie putt. And it was on the fifth hole, which shows a lot of, I think, guts and gumption and very Trumpian, I guess, in every way. But, you know, the good news we can report is that in spite of this being in such close proximity to the president and others and the Secret Service, that they were not harmed and that they are in safety. And I know the investigation will go forward. Probably more details, I would imagine, as time unfolds.
Sean.
All right. So. It's almost like a sport now. Yeah, they tried to kill him again. Well, he's tough. He'll put himself out there to get shot at again. It's going to be real funny when they kill him. Not. Eric Trump came out and said, London Guardian has the quote, "My father's running out of lives. Family and leaders shocked by Trump shooting. My father's running out of lives," said Senator Eric Trump on Fox News, Sarah Sean Hannity. "How many more rifles are going to come within assassination distance of my father?" And then I've got video like this will play. MSNBC on second assassination Trump. MSNBC on second assassination attempt. Trump had it coming. These people, man. They're literally out to get us. They want to cut our sons' penises off. And they brainwash them in public schools from Texas to New York, from Colorado to California. You think you're in a red state, but your cities are blue in most cases. And they put you in a database and keep it secret from the parents that they're getting them on the fast track to have their genitals cut off or be chemically castrated. And they're doing the same thing to little girls. I mean, what a sick group of evil freaks trying to give us poison shots, killing 35 million people. I mean, these are bad people, and their minions is full of venom. Now, I've made this prediction 1,000 times since they tried to kill Trump, and 1,000 before that. They just found the first one they found. It's where I'm talking about poison or mass shootings or bombings or shooting his plane down. I always say the same thing. It's almost pointless to even play where I predicted this is going to happen because I've said it every show. Pretty much before they tried to kill him in Butler and grazed him, and now this. But this game of Russian roulette that Trump's playing, because the crew's done it. I mean, I'm glad they found me predicting it, but they need to find where I predict he shouldn't be on that golf course. Mar-a-Lago's the main target to either truck bomb, because they let trucks get up close. You just drive through the barricades, or shoot him on the golf course. And I've said he needs to stop announcing where he's going to be. If he's going to play golf, he needs to randomly pick where it is. He's got so many damn golf courses, and then just show up. Don't give him time to direct this guy who knew right where to come at the side of the golf course and pop out of the woods. He pulls up, gets out with a gun, guy sees him, runs into the woods. You hear pop, 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 pow. He runs away from the Secret Service. Secret Service police pull up. They go, that's him, that's him. I mean, it was right there. They were on their job, but it's a huge perimeter. The average cops, Secret Service aren't bad. They're trying to do their job. But the guy literally just popped in and popped out, like magically finds right where Trump is. What? And during the breaks, I've checked X, and I've checked other places. No one's asking why the guy knew right where to pop out. It'd be like if you were hunting a big buck on, shoot, a big golf course like that. Look up how many acres Mar-a-Lago is. Look up how many acres Mar-a-Lago golf course is. It's got another name, but it's... How big is Trump's golf course in Mar-a-Lago? How many acres is Trump's golf course in Mar-a-Lago? What, 400, 500, 600? Probably 1,000? I don't know. And so a guy, imagine you're hunting a buck, and there's woods all over the place. It's heavily wooded. I'd say half the golf course is woods, and there's roads around it, and he knows right where to pop up, right where the buck is, right on the hole he wants. Come on, people. You're hunting on 500 acres and there's one buck and you just pull your car up and just get out of the buck's right where you come out. Come on, people. That's why folks tune into this show, because I come up with the angles other people don't, and I don't want to be the one come up with the angles. It's so frustrating. I mean, that's what the Secret Service and the local police should be asking, and then the FBI, is how the hell did this guy know right where to pop up? Okay, well, it's 7,326 yards of play space. Look up this. How many square miles is the West Palm Beach Golf Club? That's what I want to know. It's when I said 500 acres, it's going to be thousands. Let me make a guess. It's a very expensive area, so I bet it's smaller than that. I bet it's 1,000 acres. But it doesn't matter. The point is it's big. And if you think that guy just parked his car, went through woods, where you can't even see the golf course there, it's designed like that, and then pops out and just perfectly is about to kill Trump, you need to have your head examined. I'm so angry I can barely do the show right now. I don't want to start cussing. But I know what it's going to be like if they kill Trump. I mean, you know, my ass is on the line. So is yours, but mine a lot faster. I mean, I'm not taking the Lord's name in vain. I don't mean to disrespect. I apologize. I'm going to stop right now. I want God to damn these people. I mean that. I'm praying for God to damn these people to hell. I grew up Baptist. They're like, you ever say that, you're taking God's name in vain. No, I'm not taking it in vain. I mean it. I want God to damn these people. It doesn't matter. I'm not a preacher or a priest, so God knows my heart and you don't. And what comes out of my mouth comes out when I want to say it. I am beyond pissed off right now. Oh, boy. Okay, I got control. It's only 200 acres, so I guess that it's still big. Oh, more than 200 acres. I don't think anybody knows. All right, that's enough. Okay, so there's a lot of angles, a lot to cover, a lot to do. Jack Posobiec said he'd be popping in anytime now. He was with his family at a carnival. Jack's a hardworking guy during the week, but he likes to take off some on Sunday with his family, and I get it. He's driving back home, told the kids they had to cut it short. I want to get his take on this, so he should be joining us. Let me see if he's texting me. Talked about an hour ago, and he said it took him about an hour to get home. So he should be on about 10, 15 minutes with us. And we're also going to be joining, coming up in about 35 minutes, our spaces, and a bunch of big folks decided they were going to kill their spaces and just join ours on X. So we'll be taking those speakers, Nick Sordor, hopefully get Mario to fall on. We know we're going to get Steve Bannon on, but he's in prison right now, and a bunch of other Jack Posobiec's coming on. That's all coming up. But I said it, so here's a few of my Trump predictions. The deep state already tried to kill him and failed on July 13th of this year, just 40-something days ago. And 2 days after it happened, I came out and said the deep state is going to try again, and they're going to try to frame Iran. Ladies and gentlemen, I told you that we're not in normal times. World War III, nuclear war is this close. They just fired 5 shots at Trump and hit him in the side of the head. And the media's like, oh, big deal. He survived an assassination attempt. And now they've tried to kill him with a gun. They're going to try to poison him. So Trump, inside circle, listen to me. And I know you've listened before. You've had the Secret Service call me. I've briefed them on stuff. Listen to me. They're going to try to poison him now. This blew up in their face. They failed. They fired 5 shots. They killed 2 people. This means the New World Order is going for broke. But definitely the globalists are scared right now. And in closing, don't you agree they're going to try to kill Trump even more now?
Yeah, he's in the biggest threat. I mean, he needs more protection than he's ever had, because right now it's basically guaranteed, like you said, that he's going to win because more people are coming on board. So he needs to be protected maximum.
All right, folks, all right, we'll get Ivan Raiklin, a former Green Beret colonel, on as well coming up. He's texting. He wants to get on. So we'll get Posobiec coming up, Raiklin, Nick Sortor, a lot of the really smart folks. And Chase will be in here co-hosting with me as well into the third and fourth hour tonight. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Coming up, I've got MSNBC saying Trump had it coming. Wow. Also, other big breaking news at Infowars.com. Biden amend defies subpoenas demanding answers surrounding executive order allowing agencies to promote voter registration of illegal aliens. That story's huge on Infowars.com. That's totally illegal what he's doing, but that's just par for the course with these crooks. But by the grace of God, Trump's alive. That's twice now in 2 months and 2 days. And I guess Trump's just going to parade around in front of his enemies even more now, I would predict. Okay, we're just sitting here waiting for somebody to put a bullet in him. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I got a great way for you to keep InfoWars on the air, and regardless of what happens, InfoWars keep me on the air, and that's the AlexJonesStore.com, a new key URL for you to mark down. I've teamed up with the folks that make a lot of the top-selling Trump shirts in the country. They've got the best T-shirt designers, Bigley. If you go to thealexjonesstore.com, that's separate from InfoWars, so that's key to support. Into the future, whatever happens here. 30-plus amazing new T-shirt designs, new ones being added every day. They're incredible. Trump shirts, you name it, thealexjonesstore.com. And every time you buy a shirt or 30-plus different great designs of Patriot ball caps, you get entered 5 or 10 times, depending on the day. It's different every day, into the raffle to get $10,000 cash. Halloween's when the prizes announced, the winner, and a $138,000 turbo diesel super deluxe off-road upgraded, the best truck you can get, over the top turbo diesel engine, AEV standard features, and then it's all upgraded. I tried to go over, take an hour, the best tires, the best shocks, the best systems. It's a 2024 Ram Prospector AEV Dodge turbo diesel, army green, black with red pinstripe, ready for you. When you buy something, you can enter 5 or 10 times, depending on what promo they're running that day, in the raffle. All at thealexjonesstore.com. But the t-shirts, the reason to go there, keep us on air. And these are badass shirts. They've got over 30 incredible t-shirt designs. I think there's more now. They're adding more every day at thealexjonesstore.com. They're designer. They're high quality. They're all there. Some of the InfoWars classics, they updated, made even better. A lot of new, incredible designs. A lot of Alex Jones shirts. A lot of Trump shirts. It's all there at thealexjonesstore.com. We need your aid. We need your support. Plus, he's a great church. You'll meet like-minded people. It spreads the word. And so it's exciting to wear these out in public. Most people will agree with you and love you. You'll meet so many friends. Go to thealexjonesstore.com. We need your support. No excuses. Take action. Thealexjonesstore.com. Thank you. Enter to win right now at thealexjonesstore.com. I talk a lot about the high-quality supplements at InfoWarsStore.com and the great things they'll do for your health, your vitality, your stamina, your libido, your focus, your clarity. And I tend to talk about our best-selling products from InfoWars MD, the Nitric Boost, the Turmeric 95, the amazing CBD gummies, and 1,000-milligram tincture. It's about as strong as it gets, highest quality. But these other products are excellent as well, and they're getting rave reviews. Let's talk about some of these other great products from InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com. Superfood Greens, just a super high-quality equivalent to some of the best sellers that are out there. It's got a whole bunch of superfoods in it. You get everything you need in one big dose, with all the key cofactors and things that a basic vitamin mineral type system may not have in it. It is a superfood. We also, of course, have Good Night Sleep, just a good, high-quality, natural, herbal sleep system that gives you deep sleep that's so good for your immune system. But, of course, Nerve Renew helps your nerves be healthy and helps a lot with pain. People really, really love Nerve Review. Then we've got probiotic formula, an excellent probiotic. That's so critical to your health because just the chlorine in tap water, if you're drinking that or showering in it, you know, kills the natural flora in your gut. Better Mood really you know, gives you a clean, focused mindset, just does amazing things. And then, of course, I'm really excited about ashwagandha with black pepper. This is an adaptogen, ashwagandha. Your brain, your heart, your mental clarity, your mood, your immune system. It just basically does everything. Ashwagandha is simply incredible. And then, of course, prostate support with the saw palmetto and more of it's on record being so good for your prostate. These are just some of the products available at InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation. So please do what thousands of others have done. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and check out the InfoWars MD line. Thank you for the support. Check out the products.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Well, I'm on the air 7 days a week during this election because it's the most important election in world history. The globalists are trying to start World War III with Russia, announcing they're going to start raining down storm shadow missiles inside Russia. Russia says that's an act of war and that they're going to go to war with NATO. We got Jack Posobiec calling in 10 minutes. Ivan Raiklin, former Green Beret colonel, lawyer, really smart guy. You know him well. On the front lines of understanding what's happening, basically lives up on Capitol Hill going after the deep state. When Jack pops in, we'll put him on hold and come back to him if he wants to stay with us, because others, he's got a lot to say. Also coming up, we've got MSNBC on second assassination attempt. Trump had it coming. Here's what I want to say to Ivan Raiklin and then get his observations. You've got this huge golf course, and you've got 18 holes, and you've got woods all the way around it, and this guy drops in an SUV in an area highly patrolled by police and Secret Service. They were there 30 seconds after he, you know, got shot at by Secret Service. Reportedly may have shot first, but missed. We're not sure yet, but they admit that they saw him with a gun and there was gunfire. One went off. Probably both sides were not sure, but Secret Service definitely shot at him. The person that saw him go in with a gun, saw him run off with a gun, pointed him out as he ran for the police, so they got him. He's in custody. How did he just drop in magically around this huge golf course with massive woods all around it so it doesn't disturb the neighborhood and just know right where Trump would be, which he did on the fifth hole? I mean, come on! And then the media is absolutely ready with it. Oh, it's just gunfire. It's gang-related. When they didn't get Trump, that was pushed out within minutes, even though Sean Hannity was supposed to go on the golf event outing, called Trump and his friend and got the real story. That was out instantly. The media ignored that. But then, because local police got to the press, the truth came out. America is in a war for its future. America is in a war for its very survival right now. The deep state is cornered. They know Trump's going to win a landslide. They tried to kill him 2 months ago. They tried to kill again. This country's fighting for its life. This is what it looks like right now. Ivan Raiklin, give us your expert take just 3 hours into this unfolding on what you think's going on here. And do you agree with me that the guy dropping in, witness, pulls in, pulls right up, calmly walks in the woods with a gun, 30 seconds later, there's shots going off. The guy walks back out, runs, gets in the car and drives off. I mean, how the hell would you drop in like that if you didn't have somebody directing you there? Or it's just one in a million luckiness, Ivan.
No, I'm going to say this. I mean, it's not like the Secret Service are protecting a new target. Like, what, you know, they could claim that, oh, Butler, Pennsylvania, that's something new. We did a little recon. We failed. This is a fixed site that they've had to protect for numerous years. So it's not like it's a new sort of plan of action that they need to take in order to protect the facility known as Mar-a-Lago. There's and the golf course that he owns, not only Mar-a-Lago, but the different golf courses that President Trump owns. So in this instance, right? And so it's very disingenuous to say that it is another mistake. Like Jack Dorsey says when he censors folks, it's a mistake. The Secret Service say it's a mistake. No, at this point in time, it needs to be presumed that it was an inside job. And then it needs to be disproven that it was an inside job.
I agree. What are your other observations?
Yeah, I think at this point, we need to, all of our networks that are listening in, we need to go ahead and start to basically create a list of those Secret Service officers that were on site July 13th, that were on site today, and figure out if there's any overlap, and then also take a look at who is investigating the assassination attempts. I know that the Miami field office's special agent in charge is actually taking a look at it, and there's already reports that special agent in charge, I'll have to take a look at what his name is, but he was found by the Judiciary Committee on May 15th. Jim Jordan was requesting that he testify because he was accused by whistleblowers of basically having bias against those that were pro-Trump and then even making statements public on his social media against Donald Trump. So the TDS-infused FBI is essentially using its authority at this point to go well above and beyond just their private citizen capacity First Amendment activity. It's going into their investigative work and probably beyond to nefarious bad faith activity. So, Ivan,
let me raise this.
Look at every single one of them and start to expose them and the risk that they pose to a President Trump presidency.
So Trump in 2 months and 2 days, so that's in 63 days, has survived two assassination attempts. And
you and I called this a year ago, almost 8 months ago, February, right? And everybody was yelling at us, oh, they're advocating for something bad. No, we're giving you what their playbook is going to be. And we hit it on the nail to the T, and they're only escalating.
So this will only make them escalate more, won't it? They're a cornered animal.
Absolutely. They are cornered in one of the reasons I think that they're doing this is I like that meme that you put out earlier on your X account. Elon Musk just moved Twitter to Texas. There are now more opportunities to expose these scum through Twitter holdings in a safer manner now that Elon has those headquarters here in Texas. And I think that they're factoring this in and trying to do all things available to them. You mentioned it earlier on the program. I watched some of your material earlier today. They're going to go to war. They're going to go ahead and do cyber. They're just going to do all full court press. And that's why I think it is important on us, especially you as a Texas resident and all influencers in Texas, to go ahead and apply the maximum public pressure and awareness campaign that Elon, we're short on time.
now that your Twitter is in Texas, start court.
Well, I can tell you without giving any.
Pick up the phone and call State Senator Brian Hughes and start to work the problem.
And we're going to check back in with you a little bit later. Jack, what's up? It's coming up, but I want to interview you more on some other subjects that are tied into this. But let's just say it. Trump needs to, because he doesn't have the security, he doesn't have the full Secret Service. They admitted that in the press conference, that's why there weren't any Secret Service, you know, in the woods or on that road. This is preposterous. Trump has got to stop parading around in all these target zones. It's got to stop.
I see your argument on that. It is a valid point. We need to protect President Trump. But on the other token of that is, if he does that, then does he appear weak? And then,
but listen, he's going to win. It's why they're trying to kill him. The point is, no, if he explains it, okay, clearly they're not going to protect me. And he just doesn't need, if he wants to go to one of his golf courses, get on a plane, not tell anybody, and go there, he'll be okay. Clearly this guy had help and was directed right to that spot. He cannot go somewhere and stay somewhere 4 days. That gives them plenty of time to launch an operation.
I think the most important thing that we collectively can do, and this is what the reason why I'm in Texas, is to, the way we protect President Trump is that we have to make those people that have TDS have less of it. And the way we do that is to put out more and more content, as you're doing, exposing the nefarious actors that are going after him. And if we can do it with granular level detail, then that puts them on defense. Then they have to defend themselves. Right now they feel that they can act with impunity. We need to make sure that we are the blocking force in the psyche of the American people, and then also have other layers of physical protection, as you mentioned, other than relying on federal actors that are clearly in the positions that they are in order to create increased risk to President Trump. So maybe, I can't remember who called on it, but I think Governor DeSantis should take the lead in this investigation. Florida needs to take the lead. You know, the local and state officials need to take lead on the investigation of this assassination attempt. If they don't, then guess what? It will appear as though Ron DeSantis, as the governor of Florida, is complicit in the cover-up of this assassination attempt.
What do you make of Eric Prince, who we know has been providing a lot of logistics?
I think Eric Prince is the one that called on it earlier today.
Absolutely. I mean, we cannot have the same old Obama, New World Order, Biden, Harris machine be involved in this at any levels.
Agreed. Eric Prince, as a private citizen, is the one that is most experienced in running a company that protects the highest level of importance individuals globally. Personal.
And what do they do? They change rates or they change routes all the time. They fly people in helicopters or on the ground, and they drive 100 miles an hour and tell no one where they're going to the minute they go. So the first thing he'll say is stop going to a place we can't control or protect you and letting people know that you're on a damn golf course.
Right. I mean, I would say take Eric Prince's lead on this. He's probably the most knowledgeable person on this subject matter. And if he recommends that, then that's something that President Trump needs to sincerely take.
Well, speaking of Eric, Eric Trump says, my dad's running out of lives. They're trying to kill him. The Secret Service won't protect him. We've got to do something. Yeah, your dad, and I'm not attacking Trump. You know, we get it. He's not a coward. It's not cowardly. I'm not a coward. But if I was Trump and the top guy that they've got to take out, he's going to win in a landslide, I sure as hell would knock off the golf course stuff.
Yeah, I mean, change your pattern of life. Make things a lot harder for them to put you in a position to be vulnerable. I would agree 100%.
All right, if you were talking to Trump, Ivan, and he listens to you, I know, and so does Capitol Hill, a lot of folks, what would you say if you had 2 minutes to talk to Trump? What would you say to him?
I would need 30 seconds. I would tell him to pick up the phone and then go ahead and call two people. General Flynn, Eric Prince, those two people need to be by your side every day at every single meeting that you're at. Done.
All right. As this unfolds later tonight, tomorrow, Ivan Reichlin, want to talk to you again for radio listeners that didn't see your X handle up on screen. How do people find you?
Yeah, so Ivan Reichlin, I'm on X primarily at this point in the digital battle space and then also on Rumble. And I am in Texas all week. I'm actually sitting here in Houston. I'm going to be doing some bigger shows. Dinesh, I'm going to be up at Blaze as well at the end of the week. And then in InfoWars Studios with some of your colleagues there. If you want me to report within studio as well. I'd be honored to come on board on Wednesday.
Absolutely. 60-second closing point about what you witnessed today. I can't believe I'm doing it too. We're just calmly talking about a second assassination attempt.
So Donald Trump presents at this point the gravest threat to the established order and the deep state domestically and globally. Everyone knows that now because you've been saying that for decades, right? Finally, it's coming to fruition. And with X, also the amplification platform, exposing this to a billion monthly active users almost, it is now at a critical juncture. We are in a digital, I'll just call it for what it is. It's a digital and information civil war. Let's keep it peaceful by continuing to apply pressure and then usher in the existential threat to the deep state, usher in President Trump so that we can start to prosecute and hold all those individuals to account.
That's right. We're peacefully winning the hearts and minds, the info war with soft power. The enemy's losing, so they're desperately trying violence. And that's why I'm really concerned about false flags to be blamed on Trump supporters. Look for that. Ivan Ranklin, we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Alex. Appreciate you.
All right. Let's go ahead and play the clip that I was talking about. The full clip's up on Infowars.com. MSNBC on second assassination attempt. Trump had it coming. Here it is.
Yeah. Do you expect there to be calls from within the Trump campaign to do that? Because he's going to reach out to his supporters and say, let's take this down. We do not know, again, the source of any gunshot or gunshots. We don't know who's responsible for this. The whole thing has yet to be 100% confirmed from start to finish how this all played out. But do you expect to hear anything from the Trump campaign about toning down the rhetoric, toning down the violence, or would that be atypical of the former president?
Well, Alex, remember back to the assassination attempt on President Trump's life and how, you know, there was talk of a new tone, and then the Republican convention was, by Trumpian standards, muted. And it did seem like he was, you know, just trying to take it down a few notches. But then by the end of his convention speech, you know, we were kind of back to where we started. So I don't know how long this could, like, you know, this moment of unity for the country where we come together and we say, I don't want any political opposition to be under threat of violence. It's not okay, any threat of violence, you know, we don't want. I would love for us to have a unity type moment, but I think it's probably going to be pretty fleeting, as we've seen in the past.
These people are sick. All right, we're going to be joining Jack Posobiec here in a minute when he calls in to give us his take, and then we're going to be connecting with Nick Sordor and a bunch of others, simulcasting on RX Spaces, a bunch of very informed speakers and folks giving their take on the situation we're witnessing. But we do have Jack Posobiec now connected. Again, he's former Naval Intelligence, but I've known him for 8-9 years, great journalist, so prolific, reaching over 10 million people a day conservatively. Now with his popular news programs and more. And it's just we knew this was coming. Trump's got a lot of courage. He still lives his life the way he wants to. But in this situation, I think he needs to really understand that until he's president, he won't have the security he needs to do things like this. God is protecting him, but you don't want to tempt fate as well. We've seen a lot of very interesting developments here. Them trying to deny it was an assassination attempt at first, then having to admit it. Some of the media saying Trump had it coming to him, MSNBC. This is just wild with the whole Russia development. Jack was on Friday. That show on X, because Musk has taken the controls off, it's clear. We had 40-plus million views on my show and the other shows combined. Just amazing. So people are getting the word. And we were obviously talking about the Storm Shadow missiles, and that's confirmed now that Biden has green-lit that, reportedly. And Russia says that's an act of war. So we have these twin things going on. But clearly, the deep state needs to get rid of Trump ahead of launching what could turn into World War III very quickly. So, Jack, I know you've got limited time here. We're 10 minutes to break, so you've got the floor. Give us your briefing, sir.
Well, Alex, thanks so much for having me on and, of course, for doing this emergency broadcast. Look, I learned the news as much as everybody else. Probably just a few minutes before it went live, I was getting sources from the local Palm Beach County police, people who were down there hearing of the attack, hearing that something had gone on, a potential second assassination attempt. We also know that very early on, liberal media were trying to downplay this yet again, trying to say this was a gang-related thing, trying to say it was two people in a high-crime area. No, this was a Trump assassination attempt, the second one we've seen in 2 months, almost 2 months exactly to the day. And what we are now witnessing, and people know that I've got the book coming out about the first one. I've just got off the phone, by the way, with my publisher just a few minutes ago. Ryan Routh will be included in Bulletproof. Order bulletproof.com. Ryan Routh will be included. All of the information that we collect on him, and we're collecting a lot, will be included. The fact that this guy, we're hearing now, trained for 8 months on the ground in Ukraine, that he was potentially involved in combat operations in Ukraine, that he was working to try to bring Afghan fighters from Afghanistan after that failed, after the stand down of withdrawal and of Kabul, to bring them to Ukraine to get involved in the fight there. This is someone who is clearly at the nexus of mercenaries, clearly at the nexus of CIA operatives, clearly at the nexus of so many various things that we've seen going on, where foreign fighters have come from the United States, go to Ukraine. By the way, this happened in Syria as well, where far leftists would go into Syria, they'd receive training, they would go to the battlefield, they would receive training with terrorist groups, and then they would come back and conduct attacks in the United States. And we know that some of them were involved in CHAZ. So we're seeing yet another example of someone who is an ardent leftist who has traveled to Ukraine. He went crazy during COVID. He went even crazier during the Ukraine crisis. He had up on his Twitter account, he still has up on his Twitter account, "I will die for Ukraine." And then he goes and attempts to take a shot at President Trump. And Alex, there's a lot of questions being asked about why was it that this guy was able to get so close? Why didn't President Trump have full security, presidential level security? Why didn't he have, how did he have access to this? And more importantly, did he have access to President Trump's schedule? Because from what my people are telling me, that he was only about one or two holes away from where President Trump was standing. I'm also told that when he had his interaction, his exchange of fire, and I keep hearing that phrase over and over, exchange of fire, that he, I'll read you just a tweet from, or a comment from a source. "They broke ranks to get to a hard point to return cover. He breached the bubble for 15 seconds or so before retreating. It was a solid fighting stance too. Definitely trained for this." And some of the guys are talking about the dangers of Ukraine hardliners and NAFO as well. So these hardline Ukraine supporters, like apparently this person was.
Jack, start over for people that missed what you said. Start over.
Ukraine, I'll die for Ukraine.
Alex, hey, Jack. Start.
By the way, I'm getting your production feed in my ear, so I'm not getting your feed.
Sounds
directly.
About right. We'll fix that. Go ahead, Jack. Can you hear me now, Jack?
Yeah, you know, I can hear you. I just hear all the producers as well.
Yeah, of course. They got a microphone open. Listen, my issue is this. Start over. You're saying we now know the name of the reported shooter there in Florida.
So the reported shooter, we're told, is Ryan Wesley Routh, 58 years old, someone who is intimately involved in Ukraine recruiting operations for foreign fighters. So the foreign fighter flow that was going between the U.S. and Ukraine, this is a guy who was directly involved with these types of operations. Someone, by the way, who was even quoted in the New York Times about a year ago alongside Malcolm Nance, who was also involved in these foreign fighter flows, as involved with, let me see here, the Foreign Legion of Ukraine. So the Ukrainian Foreign Legion, the Ukrainian International Legion, different people referring to it. There's some moving target as to where exactly he resided, or he may have moved around at some point, because they're saying he resided in Florida, then other places. He's referring to himself as being from Hawaii. The New York Times said that he was from North Carolina. But again and again, the main nexus that we see coming up here is that he was heavily involved with Ukraine. If this is the exact name, by the way, he was involved with a scheme to attempt to recruit Afghan refugees, so Afghan foreign trained fighters or US CIA trained fighters, that he was attempting to bring those Afghan fighters into Ukraine to fight Russia and was having trouble getting the passports in order to do so. Also, we're seeing that he received direct consent from the Ministry of Defense of Ukraine back in May of this year, saying that he was under contract as potentially a mercenary or what they call a salaried soldier under the position of a shooter. Raheem Kassam has that up. I've retweeted it. So, look, guys, there's a lot coming out on him, far more than ever came out on Thomas Matthew Crooks. And we just finished, or I thought we had finished writing the book on Thomas Matthew Crooks. But of course, I've spoken to the publisher for Bulletproof, and we are actually going to be pulling that from the presses. They say if we have time, we're able to get the information about Ryan Routh in there, because this is the historic event. The name is out there. Ryan Routh is the name all over the place. The FBI has confirmed this is a second assassination attempt, and we are seeing someone who has far left-wing politics, but also extreme neoconservative, neoliberal politics. Someone who, by the way, Alex, you and I have been saying again and again that there would be something involving Ukraine, involving Russia, that potentially affect our election directly, and it looks as that may have just happened.
Jack, pulling back here again, you've got it all up on your X account. We've reposted it as well. This has just broke the last 20 minutes that they have him in custody. They're now releasing his name. And I remember you a year ago, 8 months ago, 6 months ago, 2 months ago, 3 months ago, saying we need to look at Ukrainians, Americans that have trained in Ukraine, coming back to America who've got training, who've been radicalized, just like a lot of these white supremacists the Southern Poverty Law Center and others are controlling, posing as Trump supporters, turned out are U.S. Ukraine or Canadian Ukraine or European Ukraine veterans coming back here. And you've warned that they could be connected to the previous assassination and future ones of Trump. Do you remember saying that? Because you were the only one I've ever heard say that. And now it's coming true.
Well, Alex, it's happened before. It's happened before that we've seen radicals get military experience in Syria, come back and conduct domestic terror operations. This happened in Chaz. I'm one of the only people who's ever reported on this, with the YPG sending people over to Chaz. And we've seen it again, and potentially we've seen it again here, where someone who's clearly highly radicalized, who was involved in fighting in Ukraine, then came back to the United States, came back to Florida, and attempted to kill President Trump.
All right, stay there. I know you got to go, but we got to go to break. New stuff just broke. Jack Posobiec, Facebook just scrubbed his account just seconds ago. I mean, folks.
Well, there you go.
Folks.
Well, Mark Zuckerberg has a chance to stand up to what he's been saying lately, and he could release it if he wanted to, if he wants to tell us that he's really on the side of truth and transparency, or he can comply with the deep state. Mark Zuckerberg, the choice is yours.
And that's all the private stuff he's got on there should be released. Well, you know the FBI told him to take that down. We've got to go to break. People can follow you. Just type in Jack Posobiec on X. You can't miss Jack Posobiec. We'll be right back. Stay right there. 5 more minutes with us, after 2 minutes. I want to recap this, that now the reported identity, the sheriff's department, and you tie it back to this guy, and it is the same photo of the same guy they had detained there, so it appears to be him, and he's heavily involved in the whole Ukraine operation, just as Jack Posobiec predicted here months ago that's where these attacks will be coming from. He nailed it, just like they used Cuba-style people to go after Kennedy.
So they always tell you it's the most important election of your lifetime, but of course, this one actually is. That's demonstrable. And it's also, because it is so important, being censored at every level by the tech companies. So we were thinking about this a couple of months ago, and we thought, why not get on the road live in front of actual people, live audiences, coast to coast, a nationwide tour where we can't be censored? That'd be good. It would also be fun. So we're doing it. We're going to be on stage with some of our friends, some of the most fascinating people we know, the most recognizable people we know, responding to what is happening in America this September in real time. It'll be just like the podcast, but it's going to be live. So we're excited to announce that our friend Larry Elder is coming to join us in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Our friend John Rich will be there with us in Sunrise, Florida. We're adding more stops. We just added another stadium show in Reading, Pennsylvania. We'll be joined on stage by Alex Jones. They tell you what Alex Jones is like. Have you seen him in person? You should. Make up your own mind. It's going to be fun as hell and interesting and intense, and we hope you will join us. Go to TuckerCarlson.com right now to get your tickets. See you there.
Ah! While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. InfoWars.com/show.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
America has been captured. We have an occupied government. Any loyal American who does not want to be a complete slave of a biomedical extermination operation needs to get informed quick, get right with God, and then start telling everybody you know about it and not complying with the system. The system is here to destroy us. Complying with it will get you killed. Period.
We told you what was going to happen, and it did. Now we're telling you what's coming. At Real Alex Jones on X.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones